Blog Talk Radio.
My Lord, my Lord. You know, there's sometimes that something, the first thing is how you're doing. It's amazing how some things can be so important to you to do that when you don't do that which is important for you to do, until you feel like you can't do much of anything until you do that which is important to you to do. And this is one of the things that I love to do more than anything that I can think of, and that is to teach the Word of God here on Blog Talk Radio. To teach it, period, it's just tremendous to me, but to have the opportunity to teach it here on Blog Talk Radio, it's mind-boggling for me. I want to say thank y'all. And I apologize for not being around a while. I have been going through some things. Tell you, nobody's trying to take me through something, but God will not let me fail. He will not allow me to fail. He's still a conqueror. I thank Jesus. My beloved brothers and sisters, in my going through the things in which I've been going through, I have learned so many wonderful things about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, about people, that it just blows my mind. And I want to share something with you. I think tonight I'm going to call it the Night of Testimonies, because there's some things that God want me to share with you that will possibly help you along the way. And that is this. 1 Corinthians 13 is one of my most favorite chapters, because from 1 to 4, Paul is talking about how don't matter what you have, what gifts you have, what abilities, how intelligent, doesn't matter how physically, how beautiful, it doesn't matter what you got. You don't know how to love, then obviously you will fail. You'll be like a clanging cymbal. It will mean nothing, regardless of what you say. But you know, the verse that actually captures my mind, captures my soul, literally causes me to understand the reality of being with Jesus. And I mean this with all of who I am. And that is 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. I'm going to tell you why. Because it says that when I was a child, I thought as a child, I act as a child, I spoke as a child. I remember a very long time ago, there was a young lady who came to my mother's very best friend. Her name was Frances. Frances, after a period of time of being with a gentleman, turned from a very pretty woman to a woman who had been so physically abused until, well, let's just say she was a bit unsightly. And this particular child, when she saw her, she said, "Oh, my, she is ugly." She told what she considered to be the truth. She spoke as a child. And after her mother sat her down and talked to her and brought it to her attention about the reality of what this woman had gone through, because I had told her mother about it a while before the visitation. And the mother had tears in her eyes, because she too realized that she had also gone through some physical abuse in her life. And it touched her so much until she came to learn that, my, how blessed, because I didn't have to go through what she went through. So I went through some hard times with this particular person, but I didn't have to go through what she went through. And as I looked at the child. She went to the woman, to the mother's best friend, and she went to Francis, and she said, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to say what I said. I'm so sorry. And Francis wrapped her arms around her and gave her this big hug and comforted her. Now, why am I talking about that? Because of this. In my travels, I come to find out that there are so many people who are mentally handicapped, so many people who are emotionally distraught, so many people have gone through so much in their lives until literally, although chronologically they're doing okay, literally, I mean this spiritually, they have been destroyed. They've been so messed up until there's nothing they can do specifically that has to do with maturity. And a lot of times we don't know that although that man is beating on that woman or that woman is beating on that man, because we have that too, although this happening and that is happening and they acting like this or doing like this, we don't know what they're going through. Some of us is going through some things. Some of us, I know in the book of Romans 7, Paul said, that which I do not want to do is that which I do. And that which I want to do, I want to satisfy God, but I can't at this particular moment because I'm not mature enough to handle it. I'm still trying to get there. I'm doing my very best to show y'all that I'm trying to get there. I'm not trying to be phony with this. I'm trying to let you know that I'm having a hard time following God. I'm having a hard time working in His image. I'm having a hard time. I didn't get to see Jesus, but I heard Jesus' verse, and I know His miraculous power, and I know He's done some things for me, and I'm glad that He opened up my eyes. I'm glad that He stopped me from being a murderer. I'm so happy, but there's still some things that I can't spiritually grasp at this specific time. And the reason why, most likely, is because you got to go through some things before you can get to the prize. Before you can actually get to the maturity of what God is about, you got to go through some things. And literally, when you go through what you got to go through, you begin to mature spiritually beyond your imagination. If you ever paid attention to children who have cancer or any other debilitating disease, they have to be in the doctor, they got to go through a lot of pain, they got to go through some things, you'll find that there's a maturity in their eyes. You'll find that there's a maturity in their behavior that is beyond human comprehension. And the reason why is because of the fact that they've come to the degree that they are dealing with like an adult. I come to find out, you don't know what the next person has gone through. You don't know what they had to deal with. And yes, I do realize that there are some people who are just evil. But there are some people who have literally gone through some things that will cause you to feel for them, to cry for them, to mourn for them, to sit by their side, to be there for them, to let them know that I don't know why you did what you did to me, but I love you. I want to show you I'm here for you. That enables us the ability to become 1 Corinthians 13, that unfailing love that causes somebody to say, I don't know how you do what you do. I remember one time I was in this church, I'm not going to name the church, and a young man tried me. He called himself running up on me. and I smiled. That's all it did. I just simply smiled. And he, about maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, he came to me and he asked me, how is it that you just do what you do? It must have took you a long time. And I said, you know what happened? The love of Christ has perfected in my heart. The love of Christ has perfected in my heart to the degree that I don't have to fear nothing, yet I don't have to show somebody that I need to protect me. So when you came upon me the way you did, I just smelled because I understood how God, I'm telling you, I'm not trying to be funny here. Literally, it took me about 8 years. And I've been around people who have embarrassed me and who talked about me and called me all kind of names, done some things, especially in front of women. Normally, I would be at their throat trying to choke them. But I had to master humility to the degree that you cannot take me because I understand vengeance belongs to God. So in order for me to allow that to become a part of me, I knew that I had to practice it. Those children that are in the hospital, they had to practice maturing. They had to learn how to deal with what they was going through. They had to learn how to deal with the parents that loved them so much, going through their pain and their suffering. And how can I see my child going through these things and not break down? They had to learn some things. They had to learn how to deal with the nurses, the doctors. They had to learn. I remember this beautiful movie that I watched, and this child was dying. And the child was more concerned about his mother than he was about him dying. He wanted to fulfill things that would please her. Her and a friend of his, a young girl who they looked like brothers and sisters. And the child died. As a matter of fact, it was one of the movies of Touched by an Angel. And as I looked at this child, so mature, handled everything so well, I learned that the reality of following Christ is laying aside your selfishness for his godliness. And in your doing so, you mature spiritually and you will begin to control yourself emotionally, because obviously emotional people lose control almost every time. Yet when you grow spiritually, what happens is you replace the emotional state with God's wisdom. Not that you're going to die emotionally, because you're still going to feel what you feel, but you'll keep it under wraps. Because you're looking at yourself and you come to understand that you are an ambassador of Jesus Christ, and you must let the world understand that he did weep, but he still fulfilled what needed to be done. He brought the dead back to life. These are the things that I come to understand while in my travel, while in my pain, while in my, going through some things that I can't even imagine. As a matter of fact, if I was to start naming some of the things that I'm going through, you would really just, you probably would want to send me money, to be honest with you. I'm not asking anybody to give me anything. I'm just saying that you probably would want to do something to help me. But regardless of what I'm going through, the gospel got to go through. Regardless of what's happening, I've still got to let it be known that God is merciful. That God is so good. I am so overjoyed with the reality of who he is in my life until if I died this moment, I would probably die with a smile on my face, because either I go to heaven or go there. I know that I had heaven in my heart this moment, right now, this second, that I tried my very best to somebody know that I love them, to let somebody understand that I'll be there for them. It don't matter what they did to me. It doesn't matter. And I like me today. I like me today because he who abides in me, because the person I used to be was miserable, had all the money, had all kind of things, traveled all over different places. But because of that Jesus, it feels so good. It's so wonderful to know that you can mature spiritually on a level that even at a young age, you can do mighty works. You can bring people to happiness. You can help people heal, even though physically they may not, but they will emotionally, they will intellectually, they will importantly, spiritually. There's things that you can do, but you got to understand that people go through things, and they don't handle it the way that you may expect for them. They're not going to handle it the way you did. Their people go crazy sometimes, and sometimes people who go crazy don't come back to sanity. There's some things that happen that causes people, as a matter of fact, I'm seeing it now more and more every day. And they need us. They need our love. They need our support. They just need to know. As a matter of fact, I got a person that's with me, and I mean this with all of who I am. They are living in a state of delusion. I mean this. And if anybody else had them, they would use them up. But this young man texts me, oh, Father God, oh, his great mercy, thank you, Jesus, texts me and said, thank you for being a good dad to me. I felt both happiness and sorrow because there's some people I should have been a good father to spiritually. There's some people that I should have been with. Yet I thank God that he allowed me to have just a little bit more time because just maybe I may be able to be with them. Maybe I may be able to have them possibly just say, thank you for being a friend. No more, no less. That's what be shooting for. Making it so that somebody who feels like an enemy, somebody who's going through something, somebody who has lost a part of themselves, be able to say, thank you for loving me today. Thank you for being there. Because literally, God loved us first. He did not need a reason. He just became the reason. He did not make an excuse. He made it for us to know that regardless of whether or not if you're mentally handicapped, if you're physically handicapped, if you, whatever you may be, I love you. I created you because I formed you in the belly of your mother's womb because I made it so that you can look the way you look, stand the way you can stand, walk the way you can walk, hold your head up high, and let yourself just enjoy life with me. Just simply let yourself enjoy life with me. And I'll show you some things that nor ear has ever heard, nor eye have ever seen, nor thought has ever possibly touched. Ever imagined. That's how good God is. So I ask you to do yourself a favor. Look at the people that's around you. And don't look at them chronologically. Don't think because they're up in age that they're supposed to know better. Don't even ask the question that I don't understand. Don't allow yourself to get to a point that you need to say that I would never do that. because my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would never do some of the things that we did. But allow yourself to ask God for all the wisdom in which you can possibly receive in order so that you can cause somebody to say, now I believe and I see the marvelous light. I thank you so very much. I now have a family member as opposed to an enemy. I now have somebody that I can fellowship with. Thank you, Father God, for sending me somebody who enabled me to have the possibility, because I was an enemy even to myself. Though I did not know, I was blind, but now I see. Wicked Master, 1 Corinthians 13. Wicked Master loves to the degree that we will be perfect just like our Father. And not because I'm telling you, but because if you go to Matthew 5:48, He said so, that you will be perfect. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said you will be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. See, when He sent His Son down here to us, He sent His Son to a bunch of retarded people, fearful people, angry people, jealous people, people who hated people, hated themselves. He sent His Son to help us understand that regardless of what you're going through, I have some things that will enable you to know that I love you, and I can heal you, and I can make you straight. I can make a pathway for you that's so straight until nobody will ever be able to know that you was the person before you met me. I'm telling you, this is God's honest truth. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, for those who are in Christ, old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. I literally seen a child who was 17 years old. He was mentally handicapped and physically handicapped. He got up on a stage. Took him a while to get there. He wouldn't let nobody stop him. He got up to the podium and he was unable to speak with clarity, but the thing that he said was, I love Jesus. Yes, he did. He had to be helped down the stairs. He slowly walked back to his seat. And he sat down with a thump like he normally do. And he caused the entire house to be quiet because they didn't know what to do afterwards. It caused them to reflect on some of the things they said about him, some of the things they did to him. Are there some things that you can cause some people to do, to reflect on, to think about, so that they too can get to a point to where they can say, I love Jesus. I love Jesus so much until I want to show you that He lives in me. I want to show you that He has me, that He's controlling my behavior, my mind, my spirit, my heart, my soul, so that whatever you do to me, I will not show you the reflection of my human, animalistic behavior. I will show you He who outstretched His arms so that I can have life for all eternity. How about you? Do you believe that you have that kind of maturity to receive that? Do you believe that you have what it takes in order for you to let Him just flow through you? That regardless to who do what to you, that you let His love shine, because God's love never dies. It never fails. It continues on and on. My beautiful brothers and sisters, I'm going to leave you now with that thought, because there's a small revival going on, and I want to be a part of it. I love y'all dearly. God bless you. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Please, if it touched you in any shape, fashion, or form, take it with you, share it with somebody, because somebody needs a healing, and God has used you to be a healing to that somebody. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.